The pious elders of the deen have presented an example that oil and water, if we take oil and water, if you mix oil into the water, then the oil, it comes to the top. You will have experienced this. If you mix the oil and water, then the oil comes to the top and the water goes to the bottom. So when water saw this, that the oil has gone above me and it's suppressed me and gone below me, and I've gone below it, then the example here that's been given is, what's this? That I am greater in status. Allah Ta'ala has given me respect and status. And I am water, and I go into the clouds, and then I fall from the clouds. And then for me, there are places that have been apportioned. I can be in the form of glaciers or clouds. I can purify things. I flow in the rivers. And rivers and streams are formed due to me. And he's mentioning his attributes. Allah has given me such a glorious status, says the oil, the water, that Allah has given me this maqam and this level, that the whole dunya, it is purified due to me, that if they pray salah, I purify them, if they do ghusl, I purify them, clothes need to be washed, then I am used to be to clean the clothes, and I am stored in water, in bottles, and stored in fridges, and people utilize me. So what kind of maqam can you have higher than me, that you're higher than me, that you've gone beyond me? So he's reasoning, he's arguing, water, that what status do you have that you've gone above me, you've gone higher than me? So the oil said, is it? Though everything you said is correct, but now you can listen to me as well. So the oil and the water, oil said, water, okay, fine. That if, for example, if I fall onto somebody, then his clothes become dirty. Oil is saying this. And splashes, if they go onto clothes, they become dirty. People try to save themselves from me, they run away from me. This is what the oil is saying. Yeah, people run away from me. And he said, you are right. And you're asking, why have I got this level and status? Then listen. The difference is this, that I have been suppressed, squeezed on the earth. You've come from the sky. You're soft and tender, and clouds have been made for you high up. And you have been reared in the heights, high up. And I have been reared in the lowly depths. And the earth was placed on top of me. And I was stuck and squeezed and suppressed and buried in the earth, in the soil. And then on top of me, farming took place and cultivation took place. And I was buried and squeezed more and hardened. And nobody asked anything about me. The oil is saying this now, his attributes. Nobody was there to ask for me, to assist me. And with such difficulty, I came out from within so that I can show myself and become visible. Then on top, from on top, the sun came, the light came, the temperature came. So I was burnt in the sun, in the ground. I was a plant, and then I burnt, and then as I burnt, I was in a very bad state, and then I was buried within the earth, and then I was cut. So do you understand that, for example, when people, they cultivate and they're doing farming, they use the sharp objects to cut the plants, the fossils, the fuel, the plants. And then he said, then to separate me, to take my seeds out. So this is a different form of oil. He says that the plants were cut, and then the seeds were accumulated, and then I was put into some factory. I was ground down, crushed, and my body was crushed, and then I came out as oil. Subhanallah. So what's the difference here? And why was this done? Because I struggled and I strived and made effort, and you were reared in the heights, and you had ease. This is the example. وَجَهَدُ فِينَ. Allah Ta'ala has given us this example. Allah has told us this verse in the Quran, that Allah Ta'ala, when He gives maqam to a person, when He gives him the heights and the status and Allah's qurb and nearness, when it's attained, it doesn't get attained due to ease and comfort, luxury in the world. The person works harder, strives, make effort. The more he tries, the more Allah Ta'ala elevates that person. Subhanallah. Today, we sit down, have a chit-chat. This person, that wali, that pious elder, we mention their names. But if we look at their lives, all their life long, we'll see that they made effort beyond effort upon effort. Striving. Yeah? That's what we see. And we compare with them and we challenge them, their status, or question it. How can this be? What's this? This is not justice, no, Billah. How can this be? We have been kept here and they have kept them. We've done this so much and they've got this status. No, this is Allah's principle and law. Whoever works hard in Allah's way, who perseveres and through the difficulties and the burdens, a little bit of trouble, you leave home and then you go to the masjid to pray salah. This is what we've done, isn't it? After praying salah, we've tried a bit. We've got a warm masjid, the heaters are running. For example, at home, your radiators are running, a nice lush carpet is there. Even then, despite that, despite all these ease, you've come, you've sat, made effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, just on this I will elevate your status. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah says that you are thousands of times better than that person who hasn't even done this much. Even if his house is near, it's on the corner, if he gets up and comes, Allah Ta'ala is totally, you are better than those millions of people who at this moment sat in their homes. But you made effort, you strode, you moved your legs, and you came, and this is making effort, striving. The more a person strives, the more a person makes effort on the deen, on this path, that if he wants to get closer to Allah, he crushes his desires and his passions. And Allah Ta'ala says, I am not unjust. Immediately Allah Ta'ala gives the reward, the ajr. What's the ajr that Allah Ta'ala gives? Subhanallah. Allah's ajr is ajeeb, unique. And what's our standard of ajr? We've made an ajeeb, weird standard. We ask, for example, we make effort and we strive, then we ask for weird things. Allah, I've read this much salah, I've prayed, and my life circumstances are still hard, they're not improving. So when we do mujahidat, when we work hard, behind that is the objective of dunya. That I haven't attained the world. That we haven't attained the levels of the world, the status, or the solutions to my world. In other words, when we work hard for the hereafter, we are seeking the worldly things. We're asking for the worldly results. So that's the standard we get. And if we, from our salah, from our efforts, if our desires are not being fulfilled, then we leave that action. We leave it behind. We say, oh, what's the point of doing this striving? No, no, no. It can never be. It can never be that a person is working hard in the path of Allah, the way of Allah, Allah's deen. Even if he tries a little bit, just a little bit, then Allah, how can it be that Allah will not give ajr, reward? Cannot imagine that this would happen. The biggest deception is this, that a person, he works for Allah, he strives for Allah, for the akhirah, and Allah Ta'ala doesn't give him daraja. No, no. Every effort a person makes for the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that I start to come close to you, I become close to you, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah. The more effort you make, the closer I come to you. That if you didn't pray salah, for example, now you prayed salah, salah is completed. You came to the masjid and prayed salah, what happens? That the difference between salah away from the masjid and coming to the masjid to pray, Allah has become close to you. Allah has come close to you. You've done dhikr, Allah is closer to you. Recited Quran, closer to you. Allah gets closer to you. After that, when we return, you've prayed tahajjud, Allah is closer to you. The more a person does things and qurb comes, but don't keep the standard that I've prayed tahajjud, why haven't I succeeded in my worldly requirements? If I've done this ibadah, why is my dua not being accepted? Dunya should not be the criteria or the precondition for doing deeds. Cut this out. Allah says always, Allah has announced in the Quran, the amalus salihat, when you do good deeds, virtuous deeds, straight away Allah Ta'ala says, I will enter you into paradise. Allah Ta'ala has said that your gardens will be increased, your shops and businesses will increase, this will happen, that will never, nowhere has Allah said this. On the scale of ibadah, never should you weigh the dunya. Never ask for the world. Always look towards the hereafter. When a person works hard for the akhirah, for the hereafter, then he should have solid yaqeen, certainty, that he is elevated on every step. And without making effort, and a human being attains nothing. Remember this, remember this. As long as a person, if a person doesn't try, if he doesn't try, then he cannot get the qurb of Allah. Yes, we see in the dunya, that when wealth comes to a person, money, material things, then we have a formula. That if we don't try, how will our shop progress? If I sit at home, how will my business expand? Will Allah just give like that for nothing? Yes, so in the same way, we have to seek reward. Try. Doesn't everybody try to increase their wealth? Has it ever happened that you sat at home and your shop's running nicely, petrol pump's running nicely, or your business premises are running nicely? No, you have to get up, make effort, and you have to toil and struggle. 8 hours, if you open the shop, you'll earn this much income. If you open 7 hours, you'll earn this much money. If you open for 3 hours, you'll make this much money. If you drive the taxi 4 hours, you get this much money. If you drive the taxi for 8 hours, you get this much money. This is the proportionate system of the world. So will Allah Ta'ala not give ajr? But we shouldn't keep this basis of understanding our pray salah, dhikr and fasting. And then I say, Allah, but you need to fulfill all my requirements in the world. That if I'm ill, I should be cured. And if I've got desires, they should be fulfilled. That these are wasawis of shaitan, whispering of shaitan. And he makes a person then detached from Allah. He loses hope in Allah. Remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq to do amal, remember this. When Allah ta'ala gives tawfiq to do amal, subhanallah, then understand Allah ta'ala is pleased with you, alhamdulillah, and Allah ta'ala is making me close to Him. Yes, it cannot be that you do amal, you do any good deed, you do amal, and Allah ta'ala won't draw you near to Him. That Allah Ta'ala won't bring you closer to Him? Impossible. It cannot be. This is not Allah's promise. This is contrary to what Allah Ta'ala's promise. So any effort a person makes in the world, for the anything you do in, for the deen in this world, it will always be rewarded. The more effort you make, the more you will attain tomorrow. The more you work hard, the more results you'll get tomorrow. Yes? So an example the pious elders have given is that you can't get something for nothing, that I'm this, I'm that, I've got status. You cannot make a fuss. Allah Ta'ala says, in my court, the requirement is effort. And when you're on the path of effort, the wazawis, this whispering that shaitan, he creates, when a person's working hard, making effort, he's toiling and struggling, then shaitan's whisper finishes him off. You're working so hard, but your conditions are still hard. Since when you started practicing, your shop and business has gone downhill, your business is shut down, barakah has gone. Blessing, I've seen people regularly in this state, and then they wipe their hands from the deen like this. They wipe their hands. Oh, I prayed salah. I thought this would happen. I'd be thriving. Is this the basis for practicing? If this is the basis, then those people who are, even now, then we look at them, they didn't pray salah, and their children are ministers. He's a minister himself, and he's a king. They've got flats and money. They've never had to work and nothing. If this is the basis in Allah Ta'ala's court, that the dunya, we should have everything we want, then without effort and working hard, oh, they've got everything without making effort. No, no, no. The akhirah, the effort for the akhirah. Don't use the scale of success in the world compared to the hereafter. This is dirt, impurity. And this is such an end result. The person, when he works hard to get close to Allah, the more effort he makes, the more struggle he performs, if as a result he's in more tighter situation and he loses hope and he loses trust, then he's in a worse path than before. So what should occur is that when a person does mujahidah, when he works hard, that what should he be looking towards? The akhirah, the hereafter, not dunya, not worldly success. Otherwise he'll become ill, he'll leave everything. The examples in front of us, those people that we think that they have achieved, they are rich and wealthy, they have money, they have this and that, but they have nothing for the hereafter. They have not accumulated anything for the hereafter. So these are two opposite things in contrast. Never for the sake of your worldly results that you want, never compare to the hereafter actions like salah, etc. With shaitan, he'll work hard, he'll deceive you. And he will try so that you detach from the deeds for the hereafter. And he wants to make you free from amal, from amalus salihat, from good deeds. He wants to get this out of your life, the practice of the deen. Person, he's progressing, he's praying salah, and the shaitan will say, oh, you didn't have niyyah for this, and you haven't attained the what you wanted, and he'll take the person far from them. Remember the sayings of our elders, that today, if insan, the shaitan, he makes a person lazy today in nafal, in optional, supererogatory actions. What's the point of nafal? And optional, so he won't come from the top that leave the hajjud or leave the big actions. He'll come from below, the small actions. He'll say that you're doing all these big actions. There's no value to nafal. Optional, voluntary actions. The Pious Elder has given the example. So he'll first make you leave the extra actions, the voluntary actions, the nafal actions. When this comes to your mind that nafal has no status, then he'll go beyond that. Next step, after that, he'll come towards the sunnah actions. The wajibat actions, the must-do actions, the fard, the compulsory, obligatory. And then he'll continue from there, he'll increase. Then he'll come to iman, belief. He'll come to the belief of a person. That time he doesn't get an opportunity when he comes to iman. Then his maut comes, his death comes. And the person then he departs the world in the state of having no iman. So big nasi advice of our pious elders that Allah, if he gives you promotion, whatever state you're in, stage you're in with amal, then don't consider that amal as a minor. Stick yourself to that, adhere to that. From Allah, this is reward. That any deed that you want to perform in the form of sunnah, nawafil, and voluntary actions, extractions, any deed that you do that is going to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity, even if a tasbih, the rosary bead, the beads come into your hand. If you hold the tasbih in your hand, then consider even this is a great deed. Our Hazrat stated that this is such a great deed that the tasbih is testifying that you will depart this world with iman. It's not a minor thing. It's not a minor achievement. But waswasa will come. People say, oh, leave this. What are you doing? It's not necessary to pray nawafil, etc. But if Allah Ta'ala has given this to us, that after salah, you're praying two nafil, and do this all your life long, the same action. If Allah gives you tawfiq to do extra actions, nafal actions, voluntary actions, optional actions, sunnah actions, then adhere to that, stick to that. Don't look towards the world, other people. Oh, I'm not getting the world, I'm not getting material things as due to this action. Why do I need to continue this? It's not giving me any benefit. No, don't think like that. Totally not. So, the purpose of this point is that we're making is that we need to keep on trying, making effort. Without effort, you cannot attain anything, achieve anything. And alhamdulillah, when a person makes effort, it will never go to waste. Never will it go to waste. Remember this point. And the deed that Allah Ta'ala gives to us in our destiny, don't leave that deed. Don't leave that action until death, until the last breath. Keep steadfast on that, consistent on that. Don't reject it or leave it. May Allah Ta'ala allow us all to understand this and give us the tawfiq to practice this. Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa ala sayyidina al-salim shafiqa al-salamin taha wa yaseen al-habib al-labin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa ala muhammadin nabiyil ummiyyi wa sahajihi ma'at al-mu'minin. وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطبنا وأمرنا كل ذلك اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وأعلنت وما وصفت وأنت أعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت اللهم نسلك اللف والعافية لما فات في الدين دنيا علي اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء دنيا والآخرة اللهم عافنا في الدنيا عافنا في بدنيا عافنا في السمع يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار جل اللهم صل على الإيمان وعمتنا على الإيمان ما شاء الله يا مرقين وتماع الإيمان اللهم أعيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Ya qadiyul hajat ikta hajatina. Ya nafshin balijat isfa balijatina. Ya shafiyin balat isfa balatina. Allahumma rabbina fi badinina. Ya yusunina ma'abina fi basti. La ilaha illa. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربنا هم كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.